It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City claims to have one of the best lead poisoning prevention programs in the country. Since 2005, officials say there's been more than a 70% decline in the number of children with high lead levels in their blood. But that number doesn't tell the full story. WNYC health reporter Aneri Patani found the city is using an outdated standard, and that means it's undercounting the number of kids at risk by thousands. Aneri, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So what does the city use that causes it to miss so many children in its count?
Okay, so the way this works is that when kids in New York City are tested for lead, the results from their blood work get sent to the city's health department. Mm-hmm. And then the city considers a child's lead level high if it's at or above 10 micrograms per deciliter.
Okay.
But the issue is that at the national level, the Centers for Disease Control sets that threshold at anything above 5 micrograms per deciliter. So we're basically saying the city's benchmark is double the national standard.
Okay, so what difference does that make in terms of the actual number of kids who've been tested?
Yeah, I wanted to figure that out too. So WNYC got the city's data on these lead tests through a Freedom of Information request. And that data showed that, you know, let's take 2016. In that year, only about 1,000 kids tested above the city standard for high lead levels. But if you apply the CDC standard, an additional 5,000 children had blood lead levels above what's considered safe.
So that's a very large gap. How did the city's lead standard come to diverge so widely from the national one?
Well, the CDC used to set its threshold at 10 micrograms per deciliter, just like New York City does now. But then more and more research started coming out showing that even exposure to low levels of lead can cause harmful effects in children, like slowing their development, behavioral issues, lower IQ and academic achievement. So that's when in 2012, the agency lowered its threshold for when a public health agency should take action.
And what do you mean by take action?
Well, when a child tests high for lead in New York City, the Department of Health will visit their home and try to figure out what the source of that lead is. Right now, the city only does that really when a child tests above 15 micrograms per deciliter. But Sharunda Buchanan in the CDC's Environmental Health Division told me that that sort of home inspection needs to happen even at lower levels.
One of the things we would like to have happen is remove that lead source from the child's environment. I mean, that's really, really key.
So what do city health officials say about why they don't follow CDC guidelines?
So health officials told me, you know, they follow city laws. And even by the CDC standards, the number of kids with high blood lead levels has gone down over the past 5 years. Corinne Schiff, the city's deputy commissioner of environmental health, told me that if they were to send out someone to visit a home every time a child tested above 5 micrograms, they'd really have to increase their capacity of the program.
We are looking always to do better, and as fewer and fewer children have elevated blood lead levels, we can go further in sort of reaching that final group of children whose levels are still elevated.
And she also added that the city still incorporates CDC guidelines in other ways. So, for example, if your child has a lead level of 5 or above, the health department will send you and your doctor a letter talking about the risks of lead exposure, and they'll also remind you to get your child tested again after a few months to make sure that level's gone down.
So is New York City the only city or municipality that uses a standard different from the federal one from the CDC?
Not exactly. I mean, there are other cities and states that have kept their threshold at 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter. But there's also many that have followed the CDC, like California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Washington, and Oregon. The issue is it doesn't necessarily mean those states do more to fix the problem. So some will do home inspections at low levels if the families request it, but for the most part, they don't have the resources to do that regularly at levels below 10. So in that way, they're kind of like New York.
So what does this mean for kids in New York City who have lead exposure but not at levels high enough to meet the city's threshold?
I actually asked that same question to public health experts. Here's what David Rosner, professor at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health, had to say.
It means that we're going to have generations of children who are going to develop these kinds of subtle and important neurological deficits, whether it be slightly lowered IQ, more failures in school, getting in trouble with the police. And what it means is we'll continue to act as if it's the kids' problems, and we'll address it by blaming the children, rather than understanding that we as a society have really created the conditions that are poisoning these children.
So what he's saying there is that when health agencies, not just in New York City, but across the country, don't have the resources to fully address this issue, it could mean that society pays a cost in other ways.
A little scary. Aneri Patani is a health reporter at WNYC. Thanks so much, Aneri.
Thanks, Richard.